Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and we couldn't do this work without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these important stories. Next up on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Joshua Bellows, and he is with Pure Maintenance of Georgia. Welcome, Joshua.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about Pure Maintenance. How are you serving folks?
Well, Pure Maintenance of Georgia, we have a unique technology that is a sterilant that enables us to kill viruses and bacteria and molds. And right now, it is very, very timely for those services. And we are able to treat a lot of businesses and schools and homes right now.
So how'd you get into this line of work?
Well, I received a call years ago from a doctor asking me to go and look at a technology that was referred to him, someone that was treating patients that were sick with mold sickness. And a doctor had referred him to the company, and he asked me because I lived not too far from where the company was headquartered, and I went and visited and talked with them, was really impressed with the technology, and then decided once I found out that they weren't in Georgia yet, I sold the shares of the company that I was in, resigned, and moved out to Georgia and started the company out here, brought the technology out here to Georgia.
And then what is this technology? What's it kind of look and feel like?
It is a dry fog technology. So the product we use is a cold sterilant, which is a hospital grade disinfectant and sterilant. So we take this natural product it's non-toxic, and we turn it into a dry fog. We take it and make it into a particle that is microscopic, 7.5 micron in size, and we're able to fog a complete home or business or vehicle, any enclosed area with this dry fog, and we can treat all surfaces, not just areas that you can easily reach and wipe. We can treat every surface, and it pushes itself into microscopic areas, into carpet, into fabrics, into the hard to reach places in electronics, and it dwells and then sterilizes everything. And then we're able to clear it out quickly, and it doesn't make anything wet. It doesn't leave any residue, and it's a non-toxic product as well. It's even food safe, FDA approved, to where you don't even have to wipe it off of any surfaces that food touches either.
Now, what about electronics? Is it safe to go like on computers or laptops or things like that?
It is. It doesn't make anything wet. So it will make its way into those hard to reach bevel in your phone or in your screens inside of the keyboard, those places that you know things are falling down that you know you don't know how to clean. It sterilizes everything, and again, it doesn't make it wet, and it doesn't harm any of those products or surfaces either.
Now, does it work on COVID-19?
Yeah, so we have a three-part process. Our first stage of the process is using the cold sterilant, which is based on a vinegar and a hydrogen peroxide. And after we fill the room with that and let it dwell, we will be able to kill and sterilize anything. It's used in hospitals. Originally, this product and technology was created as a solution for our company as we were sterilizing hospital operating rooms. And so we have tested it against really hard to kill viruses as well, like anthrax, and then heart bacteria as well, like MRSA. And so after it has had the chance to kill all of the surface bacterial, viral, and other pathogens, then we go through and we also apply a second stage, which is an antimicrobial. This is something that is pretty unique to us as well. It's also applied as a fog, but it protects your surfaces for up to 90 days as well.
So then it's a multi-part system that really kind of gets in there and gets rid of any of this nasty stuff that you don't want around.
It does. It will explode the outer cell wall and then denature the protein. So it's not able to do anything anymore. So it can't function at all. It is a relatively easy to kill. A lot of viruses are pretty easy to kill when you talk about disinfectants and sterilants. And so we're able to kill it, but then the protection that we put on the surfaces helps protect your surfaces as well, so that you don't have to worry about, if I touch that, am I going to get it because I just disinfected it or cleaned it an hour ago, but somebody else has touched this, right?
So right. It could be like a whack-a-mole. Right. It's like whack-a-mole. As soon as somebody comes in, now I got to do it again.
Correct. It's hard, and it's not very possible to be able to achieve the type of cleaning on a regular basis. Every time somebody potentially touches something, and with a regular cleaning, if you're just wiping something, you can't really reach those areas, right? You can't necessarily reach up underneath where somebody's finger may have been able to go, or when you depress a key on a keyboard and did I get all the way in that little area where your finger can reach when you press down? So with our product, we're able to reach all of those areas and clean it and then put the protection on all of those areas as well. Gives you that peace of mind to help kill anything that ends up on those surfaces.
Now, you mentioned initially you were working in like kind of a medical center hospital environment. In today's world, with especially in Georgia, where now things are allowed to be open, does your work now, can you go to restaurants and bowling alleys and meeting places where people are going to be interacting nowadays and they're very concerned about kind of safety in this regard that maybe they had taken for granted previously?
Yes, very much so. We originally had started in operating rooms and it quickly evolved into residences and other businesses and government buildings as well, when we realized what that dry fog technology enabled us to achieve. It enabled us to, in much less time, do a more thorough cleaning. And we've used a lot of this technology in mold remediation over the past years. But now with the pandemic that we're facing with COVID-19, we have been doing a lot more of the sterilization as well. It has brought on a greater need, and we are treating homes, businesses. One of our companies out in the West just treated Hoover Dam, Trump Towers, and many other locations. So we are. It applies to anything, including buses, cars, transit system, anything that is enclosed where we can build that fog inside of the area, we are able to treat.
Now, how long does it take when you say, okay, I'd like you to treat this bus? Like, how long does that take for you to, you know, fog the area and then make it where people can then come and use it? Is this something that takes a long time or is it pretty fast?
It is a really fast treatment process. We are able to go and set up. Our setup typically takes between 30 and 60 minutes to set up, and then we can fog. Our dwell time is very minimal. It only requires a less than 10-minute dwell time to kill the viruses, but we let it dwell for longer than that just to make sure it's working and we're getting the kill is as deep as we can. And then we will go through the second stage. And with a bus, we could get that done in just a matter of a couple hours. Large businesses, we can do still in a matter of hours. Sometimes when we're talking a large pharmaceutical company, that takes a couple of days maybe, but that is a very large, you know, hundreds of thousands square feet. And it still is very quick when you consider that we're cleaning every single square inch, even more. I mean, we're microscopic level cleaning all surfaces, and we can do it in a short amount of time. And then after we're done, 90 minutes after we're done, people can return. So let's say we just did a gym a couple days ago. It took us about 3-4 hours to treat. 90 minutes later, they can open up and come back in without any problems, and there's no residue. The only byproduct is an oxygen and a water that evaporates because they're so small.
So you do most of your work in the evenings or on the weekends?
With businesses, that's the case. We are working around their hours. With, for example, I mentioned the pharmaceutical company. We had to do that really late through the night sometimes, and then make it to where they don't have to shut down operations. They were sending out a lot of insulin and a lot of other products that, you know, we didn't want to stop those operations. And certain businesses, we just work in with whatever downtime they can give us. And homes, sometimes it's easier. They can just leave for about 3 or 4 hours and we can treat it. And then they come back in, and that can be done during the day. So it depends on the needs of the business. And if they're shut down right now, we can, you know, just do it during the day and then get back, get them to where they can open up.
Now, what's how often do you recommend getting treated, like a gym or a restaurant or, you know, place of work? Is this something you have to do every day? Like, how often do you have to come in and do this?
So our first process, just killing all the viruses, that, you know, that kills them immediately. But our antimicrobial helps protect the surfaces for up to 90 days. So if it's a business with a lot of high touch, we have maintenance contracts with daycares and gyms and other areas that are just always being touched. And we do those on a quarterly basis or semi-annual. It depends on kind of the specific needs of each company and what is going on with the amount of touches on surfaces. But even one time will help get things going for right now, you know, give you a 90 days protection. But 90 days, we do treat some of these businesses. And that's even before COVID-19 came around, this was something that we were doing at daycares and gyms on a regular basis as well.
Right. Because those are a lot of sweating and there's, you know, stuff happening that you probably want to clean as best you can. Now, what's the cost of a service like this? Are you running specials for, because I would imagine demand's through the roof.
It is. And when we started to see that it was going to be a huge demand increase, we looked at it and we dropped our prices down by almost half, just for specific COVID-19 related treatments. We dropped it down to about 45 cents a square foot is where we start right now. And that enables us to help a lot more people. You know, we're glad to be able to have this technology to be able to provide a much more thorough sterilization and a protective coating. And we have tried to make it more readily available to many more businesses and homes than it would have been before.
Well, thank you so much for the work you're doing. If somebody wanted to learn more and get a hold of you and have more substantive conversation, is there a website?
Yeah, we have our website. It's www.puremaintenanceofgeorgia.com. And that is all spelled out, even Georgia. So puremaintenanceofgeorgia.com. And it has information on all of our services as well as our number and contact forms to be able to reach us.
Well, thank you so much for the work you're doing, Joshua. That is, you're really helping a lot of folks stay safe. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a great opportunity. We've had a lot of really grateful businesses already, and people have shared a lot of great stories with us. So we're happy to be able to help in getting things back and going for people.
All right. That was Joshua Bellows, and he is with Pure Maintenance of Georgia. You can go to their website, puremaintenanceofgeorgia.com. Thank you again, Joshua, for sharing your story. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And don't forget, please support our sponsor OnPay, because without them, we could not be sharing these stories, especially the number of stories we're sharing lately. It is all because of OnPay. Thank you for listening. See you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.